Boy, now you know how short I really am. Well, this is exciting for me, and I'm a little bit nervous, so there you go. This is a song that I wrote out in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and Ken Crawford was nice enough to call me and say, we need a little bit of bluegrassy feel for this set, so do what you can do, and this is my bluegrassy feel song. It's called The Freedom Ride. On the first day that we met, you took me for a ride, high up in your silver balloon. Then you dropped me off, and I said thank you much. You said, babe, I'll see you real soon. Ah, but to this very day, well, I'm singing, hey, hey, hey. Darling, where could you have gone? And do you want to be so far away from me? And are you gonna stay very long? Well, I know you're flying high, and it's got me wondering, boy, is there a lady by your side? Do you laugh like us? Are you having fun? Hey, I know you love that freedom ride. Yes, you do. Ah, but to this very day, I'm singing, hey, hey, hey. Darling, where could you have gone? Oh, and do you want to be so far away from me? Are you gonna stay very long? Come on, tell me. Well, if you get on back home to the girl who loves you so well, babe, I'll be right here, right where you left me, dear. And there's one thing that you should know, yeah, you should know, oh, that to this very day I'm singing, hey, hey. My songwriting is about love, forsaken love. And I had a fella come up to me one time and say, don't you write anything but love songs? So I decided maybe I should take a look at that. This is a song about the demise of our eagles. It's called The Eagles Fly. Swoops down low, seeking feed. Oh, and she knows she dare not rest until her young have left the nest. So she flies on. Hunter's gun. Her young are calling high up above her. Their cry is a simple but basic need. Oh, but there's no answer. Their hunger deepens. They perish too from a hunter.
it's our own pathetic weakness and not in you, which lies the flaw.
This is my song about our lovely state. I'm not originally from Florida, which I know a lot of you probably aren't. But I'm a Navy brat, and my father did 3 different tours of duty up in Pensacola, Florida, so I consider Pensacola my hometown. Yep. That's where you party, Key West. Well, that's where I party. And I party here at White Springs, too. Can I? Turn my guitar down? Okay. So I was at the Will McLean Folk Festival several years back, and a gentleman said, "Well, you write songs about Florida, don't you?" And I said, "Well, nope." And he said, "Well, why not?" So I thought about that, and I went to their songwriting contest and just sat back and listened and witnessed all of the songs. And they were beautiful songs about our trees and our rivers and our beaches. And I was very moved to write a song about Florida. So this is my song. It's called Ain't Florida Neat. Oh, we got roaches the size of Texas. And they got wings so they can fly. Feed an army with her sweet palmetto pie. Yum, yum. We got fire ants, cute little fire ants. They're so tiny, why, they can't hurt a thing. But then they'll swarm you. No, they don't warn you. They all get set, get ready. One blows a whistle and you miss and they sting. Right up to your kneecaps, we got seaweed. Mosquitoes, ain't Florida neat? Yep, mosquitoes, we've got mosquitoes. All the females suck your blood and make you itch. It's satisfying, oh, I ain't lying. When one bites you, you slap her dead and say, I got you. Stronger word than hate. A bug who gets it way more than I do. While they're hooked up for a lifetime, I can't even get a date. Oh man, yeah, we got red tide in our ocean.
got reptiles, lots and lots of reptiles. We got snakes and frogs and gecko lizards too. They eat the insects. They have my full respect, but I'd hate to live in Florida without them, wouldn't you? Yeah, we got seaweed in our bathing suits. We got sand spurs in our feet. We're kicking back with Jimmy's margaritas, dodging possums on the highway, fighting gators for golf balls, racing snowbirds for parking in Florida. Thank you very much.
Mindy Simmons. Mindy Simmons, a wonderful singer-songwriter from Sarasota, Florida. I told you she was great. You having a good time? All right, all right. Well, thanks for coming out tonight.
Dead air. All right. A lot of people. More on their way. You have to forgive me. I got a clammy hands standing in that hot room there. All right. I'd like to play the Metsakuukia Waltz, which came to Florida from Eastern Europe. Can you hear that?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's about all I had to play. Huh?
That was it.
Mark Fackley, we're awfully glad you stopped by to play for us. Another hand for Mark.
Hi, Lori.
Isn't that extraordinary? Isn't that just amazing? We've got several short sets coming to roll along here because we want to give a lot of folks a chance to get out here and play for you, and we want to give you an opportunity to see a lot of these wonderful performers. So we're real excited that that Joe is here to play for you. Joe is, well, you know, we're right here on the banks of the Suwannee River, and you know where the Suwannee starts, right?
Hello out there.
In the Okefenokee Swamp. And so please welcome Okefenokee Joe.
White eyes filled with wonder, walking by my side, her tiny trusting hand squeezes mine. Amazed by her surroundings, she'll look up into my eyes, a thousand questions in that precious mind. And she'll say, Grandpa, where do birds go at night? Where are they when it rains? Do they find a place that's safe till the sun comes out again? And Grandpa, is it true that owls are wise? Can they really see at night? I love the forest so, I really want to know. Sometimes she'll make me realize that I don't know everything, but I'll do my best to help her understand. 'Cause I think it's important for every child of man to understand the works of nature's plan. So I'll say, honey, most birds go to sleep at night and seldom make a sound until the early morning light when the sun comes peeking round. Some birds sleep in bushes, some birds sleep in trees, some birds sleep upon the ground, some sleep on the sea. And if it rains or freezes, they just wait there patiently. Their feathers keep them warm and dry and cozy as can be. And yes, it's true that owls are wise, just as wise as you and me. And since they mostly work at night, in the dark, I'm sure they see. Her little mind stays busy with questions all the time. Before I know it, she'll be asking me, Grandpa, how do vines know where to climb? Can animals tell time? Can they talk to you and me like they do in nursery rhymes? And Grandpa, how do frogs jump so high? Why do they sing at night? I love the forest so, I really want to know. Now some say plants can't feel things, but vines prove that they do. Vines keep reaching till they touch something strong to hold on to. And that's how vines know where to climb. To climb is what they do. 'Cause they'll keep reaching just like that and grow their whole life through. And maybe animals can tell time. They sure know when to eat. They know when to romp and play. And they know when to sleep. And they don't talk with words like us and the lessons that they teach. But if we watch them, we can learn. They don't have to speak. And you could jump as high as frogs if your legs had built-in springs. And you wonder why frogs sing at night. It's just their favorite time to sing. I'm glad she's so excited and really wants to learn. And it's such a thrill to hear her telling me, Grandpa, I just love these walks with you. I know you love them too. Will you stay with me forever? You know I want you to. Honey, God lives in all of nature. God lives in you and me. And God alone knows just how long each life on earth will be. I'd stay with you forever, but that's up to him, you see. And when I'm called, he'll still be here to hold your hand like me. I'm grateful for the moments and the wonders that we share. She's always such a pleasure, not a task. And I love all her questions, but my favorite one of all is the question that she answers when she asks, Grandpa, do you know I just love you so?
Okie Pinocchio Joe. Isn't he terrific? We just wanted to give you a taste of what Joe does. Joe has a full hour set tomorrow on the Seminole stage, so we hope you'll wander over and hear his entire one-hour production. He tells wonderful stories. Also, I want to remind you that Joe has musical recordings up in the Friends of Florida Folk booth, so you need to be sure and take a spin up there and go through the CD and the tape collections and take some of this wonderful music home with you. You will hear some very wonderful artists at this festival, but unfortunately for most of them, their music is not readily available at your neighborhood Target, Blockbuster, Tower record stores, so you need to take advantage of the fact that it is here and make some purchases. Hey, Christmas is just around the corner. You know, this is a good time to plan ahead, get ready, and pick up some individualized gifts. We have some great music ahead. We're going to be doing some quick stage changes right here, so I want to tell you that we have some great folks coming up. Velma Fry is going to be here. A lot of you folks from the Panhandle will know Velma. She is the house band on Gulf Coast Radio Live out of Pensacola on WUWF Radio. Betty Mae Jumper will be up here later. Also, Mark Johnson and Clawgrass. Becky Palmer. Aunt Peggy Smith is going to be up. She's a wonderful, wonderful old Florida storyteller. She tells old Florida stories. She's not an old Florida storyteller. She tells wonderful old Florida stories. She is a wonderful, wonderful lady, and you're going to enjoy her a lot. She is a veteran of this festival. She's been here for many, many years, and she and her husband Jay are really dear friends of mine. And of course, we have Jim and Jesse coming up later on tonight to clear things. I know a lot of you folks are old time bluegrass fans. Anybody here remember Jim and Jesse from when they used to play around here locally all the time? Yeah, terrific. Terrific. Well, I'm excited about seeing them. I actually remember seeing Jim and Jesse when I was in elementary school, watching them on Channel 6 when they did the television show out of Tallahassee. So I'm excited about seeing some bluegrass legends here tonight to perform. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing before your very eyes, they're actually moving a baby grand piano. A hand for the piano movers, please, they said. Now, the stagehands union are going to be all over us for moving that around, but you have to do these things to take care of all this. The next group up is some dear friends of mine from Tallahassee, Florida. The group is called Blue Velvet, and I just got to tell you that these are some of the nicest folks you'd ever want to meet. If these people didn't play a note, you would really enjoy them. But fortunately, they're actually incredible musicians on top of being really wonderful people, so I think you're gonna enjoy this performance a lot. Get everybody out here. Get everybody set up. And, do a real quick sound check. Make sure everything works. How are the bugs? Are mosquitoes out yet? No? We got to get that mosquito truck over here. We're running low on mosquitoes. All right, please give us a warm hand to welcome to the stage, Blue Velvet. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to be out here tonight. Those were a couple of old Appalachian tunes called Nail That Catfish to the Tree and Red Wing, which also had words put to it later in the 50s, called The Union Maid. We'd now like to play a jig medley. This is dedicated to our percussionist, Terry Knapp, who has graduated from college and is going to be leaving the band, going off into the real world and making real money. So we dedicate this to her.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'd now like to do a song and welcome out a special guest. This is a song of love and betrayal and murder and courtroom drama. And it's not about the O.J. trial. This is a very old song called Lily of the West, and we'd like to invite a very special guest, Chelsea Lewis.
Thank you, and I have to do my best to be a man in this song because it's told from the male perspective.
Ready?
My rest, and I still must style her Molly O, the lily of the West. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Chelsea Lewis makes my heart melt. Now we'd like to welcome another very special guest, one whom you're going to be hearing a lot more from in a few minutes, but we talked her into coming out a few minutes early and playing accordion with us. Please welcome Velma Fry.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Blue Velvet. Special announcement. Would Michael Curran please come to backstage? Michael Curran, please come to the back of the stage. A wonderful program ahead. Again, we still have Jim and Jesse to come. Some terrific music. And we hope you're enjoying tonight's performance. Everything going all right? Everybody okay? You need anything? Can I bring anybody something to drink or something to eat? You're all comfortable? Okay. We have a very wonderful performer up next. She plays a variety of instruments, although she's mostly known for her work on the piano. She's a very gifted singer. She's also a recording artist, and I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that she has several CDs and cassettes up in the Friends of Florida Folk booth, so you need to stop by, and if you enjoy her music, you need to be sure and take some of her wonderful songs home with you. I've known Velma for a long time. You know, there's some artists you can remember exactly the first time you heard them, and some artists seem to be a part of your musical experience. And Velma is just sort of part of my musical experience. I've known her for a long time. I couldn't tell you the first time I've heard her perform and sing, but she is absolutely one of my very favorite performers. She is the house band, as it were, for a wonderful live program out of a WUWF radio over in Pensacola, Florida, called Gulf Coast Radio Live. She's done that for a number of years. They broadcast live on the first of each month down from the Pensacola Cultural Center in downtown, beautiful downtown Pensacola, Florida. And she has a lovely stage crew with her this evening, her two children, Luca and Zoe. Tension mounts. We have we ask some very extraordinary things from our stage crew here. The folks who are doing sound do a remarkable job. It's absolutely amazing to think that we actually get around 600 acts on and off of all of the stages through the course of this festival. So let's have a round of applause for our sound crew. They're just doing a wonderful job. And also for all the volunteers, we have an awful lot of volunteers that make this Florida Folk Festival work, and we're grateful to all of us for volunteering and helping out here. Yeah. And without further ado, please welcome Velma Fry.
From the people, what do they work? From the people, what sing the song? From the people, what live the life? From the people, what get along? My images come from the demon, what always lurk? From the demon, what do me wrong? From the fury, what is my man? From the struggle, what is my song? Will it get me down sometimes? Get me down, but only a little look around and I find, well, I am not so lonely. We in the same boat, brothers. My images come. From the pleasure I had before, from the pleasure I am to know, from the pleasure my dream provides, from the pleasure what I bestow, my images come. And from the trouble that sits my door, from the trouble where'er I go, through misfortune I abide, and the courage I'm trying to show. Will it get me down sometime? Get me down, but only a little look around and I find, well, I am not so lonely. We in the same boat, sisters. My images come. From a broken love, misery. From a love that's grown so dead. From a love spent so foolishly. From illusions I've been fed. And from the world in which I live. From the world I love so well. From the world of changing life. From the world of which I tell. And from the feeling I cannot give, from the feeling my fears impale, from the screams of that frightful night, from the time what is spent in hell, will it get me down sometime? Get me down, but only little look around and I find, well, I am not so lonely. We in the same boat, beloved children. My images come, my images come. But you know it get me down sometime, get me down. But only, only a little look around and I find that I am not so lonely. We in the same boat, brothers. We in the same boat, my sisters. We in the same boat, beloved children. We in the same room. In the same. We in the same.
This evening. I live in Tallahassee, and the songs that I've chosen to sing for you tonight have to do with coming home to Florida. The song that I want to sing for you now was written by a former Tallahassee resident, Mr. Pierce Pettis, whose music many of you know. And it's a perfect Florida song because it's called Chameleon, and whether or not we are aware of it, we all live with lizards for most of the year in North Florida. And this is also about taking a good look in the mirror and noticing what happens. Chameleon. I turned around, I saw a chameleon in my mirror. She saw me, and we both saw another chameleon, the chameleon in the mirror in me. I watch her put my clothes on backwards, talking from the wrong side of my face. She stares into my eyes so deeply that we both have to look away. Between us, the chameleon and me. Chameleon, ain't she just like a chameleon? She looks just like a chameleon, ain't she just like me? She's my double. Sometimes she is my evil twin sister. And when I find myself in trouble, it's usually because of her. Still, we've got a lot in common. When we talk, we always agree. And nothing much comes between us, the chameleon and me. Chameleon, and she just like. Sometimes I wish she would hide me. Sometimes I feel so all alone and scared. I have this fear deep down inside me that maybe she's not really there. native, but I've been here for more than 30 years. And I left the place of my early roots because I came to the conclusion that environment really counts. And so we are here in this beautiful environment. And I would like to sing a beautiful song by Richard Farina called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. Christopher and Alan, you'll be very quiet now, all right? Very, very quiet. Thank you. This song has three verses. The third verse is kind of sad, so I hope that our awareness of how much environment counts will help our behaviors to write an additional verse to this beautiful song, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood.
Love was Lord of all.
been awfully dry lately in North Florida. And to try to perhaps ask for some moisture for our thirsty crops and plants, let's do some rain rhythms. Here's how we do it. The middle section, you are the small raindrops. That's a good rehearsal. Okay, you know your part. Over here, we'll have the medium-sized raindrops. Let's hear that. Okay, and over here, are you feisty enough to do this side? Can we get any sound up? Not a whole lot. Maybe the patters and the snappers can be stampers, too, because we do want to have some big raindrops. And then, of course, in the middle, we'll all howl for the wind to come, and then I'll cue you to all go to small raindrops for the end. So here's some rain rhythms. Are you with me? Okay, let us begin. Think rain. Take a breath. I want to do three songs here at the piano, and then I'll stand up for the last song. And they all establish this as our sense of place. First, I'll sing a Monty Python song, yes, it's true, about the universe. We are a mixed group here today. I celebrate diversity. And then I'll sing a song about the earth, popularized by Louis Armstrong. And then a wonderful song by Tallahassee blues musician Charles Atkins. It's called Florida Song. And then I'll get up after that and sing one about us as a family. So here we are, Monty Python. I did not learn this in music school at FSU. Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour, that's orbiting at 19 miles a second round its reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour in the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Itself contains 100 billion stars. We're 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick. But out by us, it's just 3,000 light years wide. And we're 30,000 light years from galactic central points. We go round every 200 million years. And the galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. In all of the directions it can whiz, as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely was your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's that much down here on Earth. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds secret night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Go under the sun, where mighty oceans run, is a land that I shall always know. Live on, Florida, you're my home, sweet home. On the southmost tip of North America, just as far to the south as you can go. I've enjoyed so much playing for you this evening, and I would like to invite my children out here to play on a song that I wrote last year. This is called We Are All One Family, but there is more to our family than this. In fact, you are all a part of our family. This is my daughter Zoe going to play flute, and my son Luca is going to play the bell. We are all one family, singing on this Florida day. All one family, singing on this Florida day. We are all shades of brown, on a blue-green ball, turning round and round. We are all one family, singing on this Florida day. Singing on this Florida day, we belong together. Singing on this Florida day, the universe is our home. You can't move away, no matter how far you roam. We are all one family, singing on this Florida day. And we all deserve respect, singing on this Florida day. We all deserve respect, women on this Florida day. No matter what gender, what faith, what age, how much money we make from the north, south, east, west, whoever we love, all are blessed. We are all one family singing on this Florida day. So ring the bell of freedom, singing on this Florida day. Ring the bell of freedom, singing on this Florida day. We are all sisters and brothers, we can learn to work things out. We are all fathers and mothers, and the children need to hear us shout. We are all one family, singing on this Florida day. We are all one family, singing on this White Springs Day.
Miss Velma Fry, ladies and gentlemen, from Tallahassee, Florida. She is wonderful, and we're glad to have her here at the festival this year. I think this is her first appearance here with us, and we hope that it's going to be the first of many more appearances here. My name is Wayne Martin, and I'm going to be doing the MC work for the rest of the evening. And we're running a little bit behind tonight, we know that, and we're going to try to speed things up a little bit and go ahead and get things on the road here. One thing we do want to make mention, we wanted to ask a question first. How many of you saw the public television special that was on here a while back on the Florida Folk Festival? Just applaud if you heard it. Yeah. Well, the tapes are for sale up here at the Pfaff tent. You can get one tonight. They've got them up there, and it's the exact same thing that was aired. If you'd like to have that for your collection, this was put together with the Seminole Tribe of Florida, and we really appreciate what they did for us with that. And it's a very nice professional tape. You'll be happy to add it to your video library. We've got a special lady coming out right now from the Seminole Tribe, Miss Betty Mae Jumper. At the age of 14, she traveled to Cherokee, North Carolina to enter the Indian boarding school and was the first of her tribe to learn the English language and the first of her people to graduate from high school. After completing high school, she took nurse's training at the Kiowa Indian Hospital in Lawton, Oklahoma, and then she returned to the Miami area and worked a short time there at Jackson Memorial Hospital, and then later went full-time to the reservation doing nursing work there. And she was the first one to bring the quote-unquote white man's medicine to the Seminole Reservation. She was elected to the Seminole Tribe's first council when the tribe was federally recognized back in 1957. And then in 1967, she was elected the tribal chairman, becoming the first female tribal chief elected in America, and she served until 1972. President Richard Nixon appointed her to a two-year term on the National Indian Opportunity Council in 1971, and in 1994 she received the Florida Folk Heritage Award and was awarded an honorary doctorate of humane letters from Florida State University. Yeah, and go Gators too. In 1995, she was inducted into the Florida Women's Hall of Fame and just recently was honored with a 1998 Outstanding Women's Achievement Award presented by the Women's Business Council. She is also somewhere in among all that very fine background, somewhere she found time to author two books.
And so she is a very amazing lady, and we are honored to have her here with us tonight. If you would, welcome Miss Betty Mae Jumper.
My name is Betty Mae Jumper. I'm from Hollywood, Florida, from the Seminole Tribe of Florida. There's a little over 2,000 of us in the state of Florida now, since within the marriages and outside. They didn't used to let our tribe marry other people, but today they can marry anybody they want to because they go to school and everything else. My daughter and I have came to tell a few stories to you all, so that stories used to be that we cannot tell it on the outside, and they don't want us to do anything with it, just keep it in the family. But today I have wrote a storybook that my grandparents and my aunts and all of them that used to tell us when we were little girls, and I kept it riding back and forth until I had enough to make a book, and that's why my book come out 3 years ago. I introduce Scarlett Young. Stoma should go.
Jehan Damo.
When we said hello, Stoma should go, that's Creek language.
And Jehan Damo is in Miccosukee.
I'm going to tell you about a rabbit. We have a lot of stories, but it's always an animal. And that's the way we learn a lot of things from the story that our folks tells us. And so that's the way I used to learn it. I'm going to tell you about a rabbit who stole the fire. Back in olden days, there was only one fire. And all the animals and people and everything just use it at this campground where they all perform and dances 4 nights and 4 days. Well, rabbit is always get away with a lot of things and always good at telling tales and telling lies and get away with things. So he was dressed up and danced with them all around when they danced at the, they call it green corn dance nowadays, but it's a circle that they dance, and they become leaders, the men did. So he lead some dances, and he hops around and dance around, and he lead them. And so he had a stick on his head, in the back of his head, and they said, why is he wearing the sticks back in his head? But people didn't know why. But he jumps around, and he danced around, and he put his head toward the fire, and he jumps around, and he danced, and he leading everybody was following him, and they were dancing like him. They didn't know that he was making that stick warm so that it would catch on a fire. So he just kept jumping around. Finally, as soon as this was almost fourth morning, and everybody was going to be leaving, and he wanted to get this fire away from this just one fire in the world, and he wanted to get that fire away from that place there. So he went and turned his head, and the fire caught on his head, and away he went. And everybody chased him and everything, and they sent him runners and everything, but he was so fast he was going. So they threw a tomahawk, and he had a beautiful tail. That's why he have short tail now. They cut his tail off. And away he went. And he left, and they couldn't find him. He went and found a hollow log, and he went in there, and he sat there for 4 days and leave to burn it. And the Indian medicine man made it rain. And all the other people go around and make it rain. But he stayed there and kept the fire going. So he just kept doing that and doing that and keep the fire going on it. And so when the fourth day came and all the rain was going away and the sun was coming out bright, here they see at the distance the fire going up and the smoke is going up in the air. And so this is why everybody in this world have fire, because rabbit took away from this circle of plan that they had in there. And this is the reason why everybody, you all, and we have a fire today.
The story I'd like to tell you is about the turtle and the wolf. Many of our stories, they tell them to teach lessons or tell us why, explanations as to why things are the way that they are or why we should do things the way that we're supposed to do them. And this particular story teaches a lesson. A long time ago, when the earth was new, all the animals, they could all talk to each other and interact. And one day, late one afternoon, the turtle was out in the field. And he was eating grass, sitting out there just enjoying himself. And he figured he would eat and go home and rest. Well, the rabbit, as you already heard from her story, he's always getting into mischief. He's always doing something that he's not supposed to. And everybody just hates to see him coming because they know that something's going to happen. Well, the turtle was out there and eating, minding his own business, and here come the wolf. The wolf is very similar to the rabbit. He was always bothering people too. And the wolf was always messing around with the turtles, and he'd flip them over on his back, and they'd lay there until they got back over. He was always talking about how fast he was, because he knew the turtles were very slow moving. So anyway, that afternoon, the turtle was sitting there, and he saw the wolf coming, and he thought, oh no. So he sat there, and he tried to ignore him, and the wolf was jumping around him and saying, hey, turtle, hey. Let's have a race. And the turtle just kept on eating and eating and eating, and he kept just trying to ignore him, but the wolf wouldn't give up that day. He just kept on, and finally the turtle said, what? And the wolf said, let's race. He says, I'll give you a big head start. And the turtle says, no, you know you can beat me. And the wolf says, no, let's just, tomorrow, let's have a race. So the turtle, oh, he was just so aggravated, and it was late in the afternoon, and it was hot, it was in the middle of the summer. And so he said, all right, I will race you tomorrow morning, we will meet over here. And then off to the field, there was four mounds that they could see, and at the end of the trail was this tall cypress tree. So he says, all right, we will meet over there at the beginning of the mounds and we will race to the cypress tree. And so the wolf said, okay, I will see you tomorrow morning. So the turtle went home that evening and he was just so disgusted in what he did. And he told his family all about it and told them that he had agreed to race the wolf. So the next day, the wolf was there waiting, ready to go. He was jumping around, getting ready and getting anxious. And here come the turtle, and he come walking up, and he says, okay, wolf, let's have your race, and then leave me alone. So he said, okay, all right, after this, I will leave you alone. So he says, all right, I will let you get on top of the first mound before I go. So the turtle began to go up the mound as fast as he could, which wasn't very fast at all. And as soon as he got up on top of the mound, he turned around and he looked at the wolf and he sang a little song to him. Yo-ho, yo-ho, tifuni day, tzhuk, tzhuk, jana day, shum, shum, shum. Oh, this made the wolf angry. Oh, he just ran and he got up on top of that mound, but the turtle was gone. He looked around and he looked around and he looked under the bushes. There was no turtle. And he looked up, he saw on top of the second mound, the turtle stood there. And again, he sang his little song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Tifuni Day, Tzuk, Tzuk, China Day, Shum, Shum, Shum. Oh, this made the wolf very angry, and he ran down and he ran back up the second mound. And as soon as he got up on the second mound, the turtle was gone, and he looked, and there stood the turtle on the third mound, singing the little song again. And by this time, it was mid-morning, the sun was out, it was just hot. And the wolf was so mad and so angry, he just ran down and he ran back up onto the third mound, and the turtle was gone. And he looked again, and there he stood on the fourth mound, singing the little song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Tifuni Day, Tzuzuk, Tzuzuk, China Day, Shum, Shum, Shum. He was angry. He just ran, and he ran, and he was so hot and sweaty and tired. He got up on the fourth mound, and he looked, and there was the turtle standing by the cypress tree. And he was singing the little song again. The wolf was so exhausted from the heat and running, and he had no water, and he just barely made it. He ran with his last breath, and he got almost to the cypress tree, and he fell down, and he collapsed, and he was shaken. And as he laid there and he opened his eyes, there was four turtles standing there. And they all sang the little song. Yo-ho, yo-ho, Tifuni Day, Tzuzuk, Tzuzuk, China Day, Shum, Shum, Shum. And there was nothing he could do. He just closed his eyes and he died. And the turtles were saying, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo, wolf. He says, you're going to run so fast that your bones are going to quiver and you're going to fall down and the flies are all going to gather around you singing their songs. And this is why the wolf was so angry. But the turtle had outfoxed the wolf and had won. And that's why the wolves and the turtles don't get along today. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to sing two little songs for the children. I always do that when I go to public school and when telling somebody's stories. We always end up, they always wanted us to talk in Indian, but it's hard to talk and try to teach them. So we usually sing in two songs, one in Miccosukee and one in Creek. And the Creek has been interpreted and written a book on it, but Miccosukee language has never been written. So it's two entirely different songs, and this is the way it goes. Anybody know what that is? That's Jesus loves me. And the other one is, it goes like this. On teachers can be hakey, on teachers can be hakey, on teachers can be hakey. Kik mon diok la kanton, ingo sabasot mon toni siwa, ingo sabasot mon toni siwa, ingo sabasot mon toni siwa, mon diok la kanton. That's two entirely different languages from each other. A lot of them don't understand each other. But when I was growing up, when I was a little girl, my grandmother was Pobla of Miccosukee, and my grandfather was Creek, so both languages was used, and that's why I learned both of them. And so today, I can understand both languages and can speak it. We want to thank you for letting us come and be on your program tonight. You want to say something?
Thank you. Shnabashat.
Miss Betty Mae Jumper and her daughter Scarlett. Very glad to have them. I've got a couple of guests, special guests, that have come out here with me now, and while we're going to do a little talking over here while the next act is setting up, so y'all just don't pay any attention to what they do over there. But we've got two very important people, and we wanted you to meet them. How many of you remember the Suwannee River Jamboree that used to go on here many years ago? We have two of the people that were very instrumental in that. We have Gene Osborne and Mr. Claire Parker. And we're very happy to have them here. And how about a big hand for these folks that helped to start the music over in this area?